We are back. All right. Man, the Gold Star families. Gold Star fans, Trump's remarks were repugnant. They were repugnant. You guys know that? They want an apology. I still want to know what is... I would like to know if some... Not to get back to this, because we'll be talking about it tomorrow. It'll be day five. But I would like to know, can somebody please tell me, please, what is it that Trump... Like, what did he say that he needs to apologize for? Like, what did he say? The fact that the mom is silent? Like, why is the mom silent? Maybe she was told not to say anything? Is that? Like, what's the apology? What's the apology? What's the apology? That's what I'd like to know. What's the apology? Nobody seems to point out what it is that he should apologize for. Should he apologize for just commenting? Now, if that's the case, okay. He shouldn't comment. He shouldn't comment? I'm trying to figure out what it is that Trump is supposed to be apologizing for. That's all. I mean, I know a lot of my liberal friends are outraged. But I would like to know what exactly is the thing that outrages them. The fact that Trump commented on this plant. Because, again, that's really what it is. So he's supposed to not say a word. So Genghis Khan stands up there. So Genghis Khan stays up there Thursday, and he does his spiel. He does a spiel. And then Friday, he does the spiel. Saturday, does the spiel. Sunday, does the spiel. Today, does the spiel. And Trump is not supposed to say a word? That's what I don't understand. That's what I don't understand. And if somebody can tell me what it is that he's supposed to... one of our dedicated listeners said, Trump is supposed to apologize for not acting like a bitch. Like a bitch? Okay, wait a minute. Trump is supposed to apologize for not acting like a bitch politician when attacked by the leftists. I mean, that's the truth. That's the truth. He gets attacked. He responds. And he's supposed to apologize. I will say it again. If they can say Trump needs to apologize for this. Other things that Trump has said, okay, it's there. Trump said, John McCain's not a war hero. Okay, he should apologize for this sentence. All right, I understand what you're saying. I don't know if necessarily I agree, but I understand what you are demanding. Or Trump said Megyn Kelly had blood coming out of her ears, eyes, nose, wherever. Okay, you think he's saying it's about her vagina, her wherever is her vagina, menstrual. Okay, fine. You want him to apologize for that? Okay, I don't agree with you, but I understand what you're saying. You're saying this specific thing. I get it. But what is it specifically that the left wants Trump to apologize for? That's all I want. Maybe somebody can tweet Jake Tapper. Maybe somebody can tweet Wolf Blitzer. Maybe somebody can, because that's all they're talking about today. Maybe somebody can hit up Brooke Baldwin. Maybe somebody can hit up Anderson Cooper, because he's going to be talking about that tonight. He's just going to be talking about it full throated. Maybe somebody could talk to Don Lemon about it. He's going to be speaking about it full throated. Full throated. So someone just tweet them and go, exactly, specifically, what is Trump supposed to apologize for? That's what I want to know. 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 But they're not going to tell you. They're not going to say it. They just want him. Well, we want him to apologize for saying anything. He shouldn't have said anything. He's supposed to just sit there and let Genghis Khan say whatever he wants. Let the media paint a picture and tell their narrative of Trump, what they want people to think. That's what Trump was supposed to do, just sit there. Sit there in a corner and shut up. That's what the media wanted. Amazing. It's amazing. They've given more attention to Genghis Khan than Pat Smith. They have. Patricia Smith. Imagine. Your son is killed in Benghazi. All right? Imagine. Your son is killed in Benghazi. Hillary Clinton lies to you about why it happened. Lies to you. Tells you it was because of a video. We're going to get the people who made that video. We're going to get the people who made that video, Patricia. We're going to get the people who made that video. And then Hillary Clinton says she never said that. And nobody's hammering this. I think when I was taking a break, I seen Patricia Smith on CNN. I think that but imagine if the roles are reversed. Imagine if the roles are reversed. Look at the traction Genghis Khan has gotten out of this whole, my son died over 10 years ago fighting in Iraq. Look at the traction this has gotten. And again, I don't want to beat it to death. I don't want it to beat it, okay? I don't want to beat it. Like I said, we're going to be talking about more of this tomorrow. Trust me, we will. But remember, everything is based off of time travel. Everything's based off time travel. Genghis Khan did the speech to tell everybody that was watching TV that if Trump's Muslim ban, let's just keep, forget the nuance of the ban, forget the nuance of, you know, the vetting process and vetting people from these terrorist haven, forget that. Just take the most basic of the Muslim ban. The whole point was him, Genghis Khan, to say if Trump was president and there was a Muslim ban, my son wouldn't have served in the military because we wouldn't have been allowed to come to this country. And in turn, my son wouldn't have served in the military and saved lives. That was the whole premise. Now, again, I don't want to beat it to that horse because we talked about it in the first segment, but the premise doesn't work because, A, that would mean that when Genghis Khan was vetted, he wouldn't have been allowed to come here because he has terrorist ties. Remember, the whole vetting process, remember, Trump said there's going to be a ban until we can figure out what's going on. Going to have a more stringent vetting process. So, Genghis Khan saying he wouldn't have been allowed to come here because he would have failed the vetting process. That's one problem in his story. And then the second problem is doing the what-if game. Oh, well, he wouldn't have come here, blah, blah, blah. Not been American soldier, blah, blah, blah. Wouldn't have saved lives, blah, blah, blah. And then you have to go back to what I said in the beginning of the show. The same could be said about San Bernardino. Same could be said about 9/11. Same could be said about Fort Hood. All of the terrorism that we have felt would have all been stopped. And those people's lives would have been saved if Trump's Muslim ban would have been in place. So I will take, unfortunately, our fallen soldiers that were saved from Genghis Khan's son. I will take those deaths, okay, over the death of 3,000 plus Americans and tens of thousands of more who've got cancer and melifeminosis and whatever other bizarre diseases because they breathed in toxic fumes for over a year working at Ground Zero. So imagine the roles were reversed and you had, because I mean, guys, this is from 10 plus years ago. And this is a guy that's being paraded around on TV. It's amazing. And you've got Patricia Smith. Matter of fact, one liberal blogger actually said he wanted to punch her in the face when she was talking. This liberal blogger said, I want to punch her in the face. He later had to apology. But you never heard that, did you? Of course not. Of course you didn't hear about that. Why would you? Seriously. But man, imagine if Pat Smith, if a Republican, now I'm playing the time traveling game, but imagine you have Condi Rice running for president. And Benghazi happened on Condi Rice's watch. Imagine. People would be talking to Patricia Smith on prime time, not at some morning show with Brooke Baldwin or whatever other one of these teleprompter news hosts. Who, by the way, one of them are going to get axed for Megyn Kelly. Because you know Megyn Kelly's not staying at Fox. She did her deed now. She got Roger Ailes fired, gone, thrown out. It's over. And she's done with Fox. You know she's going to CNN. I'm just throwing that out there. They're not going to get rid of Anderson Cooper and Don Lemon because that'd be homophobic. That'd be anti-gay. Can't do that. So they're going to put her at night, but they'll have to get rid of Brooke Baldwin. One of these other schwazoos. I'm sorry I'm getting off the beaten path here. But if the roles reversed Patricia Smith, she'd be on Don Lemon. There'd be an hour special of her talking about Hillary Clinton is responsible for the death of her son. Hillary Clinton's inaction caused the death of her son, and she lied to the woman about it. She lied. She lied. And if you listen to what Hillary Clinton says about the discrepancies, she calls it, well, you know, in the fog of war. Like, she's on a battlefield. Like, Patricia Smith's on a battlefield. The fog of war? What are you talking about, the fog of war? No fog of war. Fog of war. Fog of war, you're out on the battlefield, okay? Yeah, you're on the battlefield. That's the fog of war. Hey, what happened out there? You know, man, I don't know. Bullets are flying. It's craziness. Hillary Clinton's sleeping. She didn't talk to Patricia Smith while the things are going. She didn't talk to Patricia Smith while she's in, a situation room, a secure bunker, wherever. She wasn't talking to her while bullets are flying. She talked to her days later. There's no fog of war. Patricia Smith has already computed the information. She already knows her son's dead. She's already seeing images. She's already hearing things of Christopher Stevens being dragged across the floor. That's what, as harsh as it is, that's what the Republicans should, that's a job to be running at. They should get the video of Chris Stevens getting dragged across the ground and where they're shoving sticks in his ass. Then go to a clip of Hillary Clinton going, "What difference does it make?" And then another clip of her laughing, tackling. And again with the image of Chris Stevens being stripped and being gouged with knives. Because you know if that happened on the Republicans' watch, that's what they'd be doing. You know that. You know that. Don't say, no, they wouldn't. They wouldn't go that far. Yeah, they would. Yeah, they would. Paul Begala would be like, oh, here's the ad we have to do. That little scumbag. Paul Begala. F him. That's what I'm telling you. That's what they got to do. If Lee Atwater was around, they'd be doing it, my friends. Another great ad. You just show, you know what you, oh, you know, man. You just, you take an ad and you show all the terrorist attacks. Do an ad, a 30-second ad of like, you know, Orlando. For, and then you show, it's very, like you do a Willie Horton style ad. Orlando, Fort Hood, San Bernardino. In the San Bernardino picture, you show that one from the airport where he's got the whole imam garb on and she's got the whole face hood on and they're like looking at the camera. It's like that image. Then the like remnants of the death and destruction, that image, right? Hillary Clinton wants to bring more of this terror to America. On election day, vote Trump and Pence to make this country safe again. Bang. Then I drop the mic and I walk out. If the great Lee Atwater was alive, that's the ad he'd be doing. He'd be doing that ad. You'd be doing an ad of Chris Stevens getting his body dragged across the floor, sticks up his ass. Hillary Clinton caused this. Hillary Clinton said this murder was because of a video. Hillary Clinton lied. On election day, vote Trump and make this country safe again. Mic drop. That's what I'd be doing. That's what I'd be doing, my friends. But yeah, this liberal writer named Bethel Mama Sholas. So he said, I'd like to beat her to death. That's what he said. I don't care how many children Pat Smith lost. I'd like to beat her to death. It's a GQ writer. That's liberal media, my friends. I mean, that's amazing. It's amazing. It's amazing. So then this blogger, this writer, this GQ, they had to apologize. Last night when Pat Smith was speaking on stage at the Republican National Convention, I tweeted that no matter how many children she's lost, I'd like to beat her to death. That's what I said, and I accept full responsibility for my actions and their consequences. Why did I do it? It certainly wasn't intended as a literal threat on a woman's life. If anything, it was an extremely ill-advised attempt to satirizing the overall climate of the RNC. But with that kind of hateful language and explanation just turns into rationalization. I certainly didn't help the situation by getting defensive and suggesting that Twitter, vile as it can be, is already a hotbed for this kind of discourse, or by arguing that my track record or reputation as a writer could provide any explanatory context, because what matters is what I said, and I wish I could take it back. Liberals. That's liberals. For some reason, Pat Smith talking at the Republican National Convention was upsetting for liberals. And it wasn't upsetting because of what she went through. It was upsetting because Republicans were using this to get political points. I mean, the four-day convention of the Democrats was nothing but getting political points from different racial groups. I mean, every day, rather it was the illegals, rather it was the blacks, rather it was the muzzies. Every day, what the cripples. How many cripples? I've never seen so many cripples my entire life. Aside from the Jerry Lewis telethon, there was more cripples in a four-day convention that I've ever seen. Cripple after cripple. 4 days! 4 days the Democrats exploited every group. I mean, only the Democrats could put the mothers. Not all the mothers, but mix in amongst mothers that lost their sons to gun violence. Only Democrats could get away with putting mothers who have said things on Twitter like F the police and the police deserve what they get, and their sons who were killed were criminals, were violent criminals. Only the Democrats could get away with mind-melding that group together and then painting the entire group, or as they called it, the movement, with one big brush. Only they were able to get – they're the only ones. Republicans could never get away with it. Republicans could never get away with it. So that's all that convention was. And here, they didn't want to give Pat Smith any publicity. They don't want to use the Benghazi tragedy as a way to bolster Donald Trump and the Republicans. That's making a political spectacle. But the Democrats, a week later, I mean, that's all that convention was. It's all that convention was. It's all it was. It was slickly produced by Hollywood mega donors. every move they made was a social media, Twitter, conservative radio, conservative website monitored event. So they basically had a war room. They had a war room and they had people monitoring every aspect. Every aspect of social media, internet. And when the temperature was at a certain level, then they put that remedy in the convention. That's a fact. We talked about it Friday. You don't have flags on Monday. You don't have flags on Tuesday. But when there's a media firestorm as far as social, and a few people that actually can say something edgy on CNN talking about flags and their lack of, and then the next night there's flags everywhere. That's not something that they plan. Like we said Friday, what's the plan? You know, why would you go, all right, on our first 2 days we're going to have no flags? That's a good plan. It's ridiculous. Democrats are animals. They are. They're animals. They are vile animals. Vile animals. And if Patricia Smith was working, if this was a Republican, if she was a Republican, if everything was a Democrat, if it was all a Democrat, she'd be on TV day and night. Day and like the Genghis Khan dad, day and night. Day and night. So it'd be day and night. Be amazing. Be amazing. Literally amazing. Hillary Clinton lied. That is a fact. But you're not gonna hear it. And it's going to get buried. Oh.